Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Russ Bowers. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Russ Bowers. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Vaughn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Wehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wehner. Collins moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen is hit by the pitch. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hartnett to Gerges covering second. The throw back to home, and Wehner is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Gerges moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Bryant moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Rip Sewell now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Bryant scores. Hack scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Gallen scores. Hartnett moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Reynolds scores. Collins moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-1, Cubs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryant hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Suhr hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 2 in the game. Rizzo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Brandt now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Young moves to second. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 3 in the game. Handley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Cubs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 4 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Demery moves to second. Ken O'Day pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken O'Day now catching. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Suhr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 3 in the game. Rizzo hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 3 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Suhr moves to second. It's 9-3, Cubs. Woody Jensen pinch hits for Pep Young. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Lucas pinch hits for Ed Brandt. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.